Join us now for the Chapel Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Our speaker today is the late founder of BJU, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. Today's message was preached on November 24, 1955. The title is Gratitude. The text is from Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2.
I hesitate to quote Shakespeare, because I might get something wrong. It's a little too classical for me, but I was just thinking while she was singing about what he said, he who has no music in his soul, nor is moved by concord of sweet sound, is fit for treason, stratagem, and spoil it, and no such man be trusted. Did I get it right? Thank you. If it's no music in your heart, you don't have Jesus in your heart. You can have music in there without having Jesus there. But if you have him, you have a song there. I never knew a Christian in my life who didn't have music in his heart. And I'm glad the writer said he put it in the heart, see. Not in your throat necessarily, because you might have something wrong with your throat. Your vocal cords might be out of picture. You might lose the power of speech. You might be dumb. You might not be able to speak. I'm glad he didn't say put it somewhere, but in the heart, see. That's what counts. It's what you are there that counts after all in everything. If your heart isn't right, you're not right. If your heart's right, you are right. Out of the heart come the issues of life. So I'm glad he put a song in the heart, and I have one there this morning. I just think in my heart today as I about being thankful. That came back to my mind, this story. I told it before here, but some of the visitors didn't hear it. So I'll tell it to you about a time I heard Harry Lord out in Galveston, Texas, by way, Brother Lee. It's been about, it's been over 40 years ago. I was having a campaign there, and he sang out there. And it's, I think it's the only time I ever saw him. I know it's the first time, but it's the only time. So he came out dressed as an old man and coughed and coughed and coughed and coughed and just kept coughing. And after a while he got out, he said, I went to a doctor the other day and asked him what to do with this. Asked him what to do with this cough. And he said, how old are you, old man? And I said, I'm 72. Well, he said, go home and thank the Lord you didn't cough at that age. So I thank the Lord at the age of 72 I can cough. Thank the Lord I can see you with glasses. Without glasses, I wouldn't. Thank the Lord I'm here. Thank the Lord I've lived to see dreams come true. You know, every legitimate dream you have, if you're right with God, it'll come true sometime. All the dreams of a Christian heart will come true because he dreams the right kind of dreams. I have more to be thankful for than anybody I know. I don't know anybody who in his own lifetime, founded a school and had his son president, take it over and have more to do with Bill than I have had to do it. Have his associates with him and friends stood by. And in his lifetime saw it grow this size. With a Christian influence, a testimony around the world. Today, when we assemble here on foreign mission fields, there are approximately 500 of our graduates scattered around the world everywhere you go. Nothing ever seemed to hurt the school, and thank God he spared my life to see it, see? He let me live long enough to see this thing go on and to see it improve year by year. I spoke this morning on the radio on Lazarus. I interviewed Mary and Martha on the radio this morning. And had a nice interview with him. I asked him about Jesus, how he used to come to see him, and so forth and so on. And I asked him, Mary especially, if she wasn't sorry that Jesus didn't come immediately when she sent for him. And Mary told me that she is glad he did delay his coming, that if he'd got there, that might have thought that maybe that Lazarus had just gotten well because of the tonic of his friend's presence, you see. But as Lazarus died, he came in after that and walked up and raised Lazarus from the dead. And she said, that's better than seeing him get well when he's sick. Because he glorified Jesus all the more. So I praise God that in my lifetime, the things that looked worst to me were the best thing that ever happened to me. God, it turns out your disappointments, your sorrows, everything that happens to you if you surrender to him. If you're going his way, and he'll push you along around the road sometime, you're not much inclined to go. You may have an inclination to turn back, but he shoves you along that road. And if you're traveling a while, you say, well, it sure is a wonderful road. And maybe you think you want to boast that you found it. You didn't. He shoved you along that way. And you don't. Some people get to say, well, I've done so and so. You haven't done anything. If you surrender to God, all you did, he pushed you along. It's a wonderful thing. I thank God for it. Now I want to read some scripture very briefly and talk very briefly to you. Man told me the other day his father had just been saved. An invalid, for sick father at home, not expected to live, dying of cancer. One of our boys here. My, how many things you've got to be thankful for. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. I've met some folks that didn't seem to have much in them. You ever stop thinking how little gratitude some folks seem to have in them? They never write mother and say, mother, you're the sweetest mother in the world. I sure do thank you for letting me come to Bob Jones University and thank you for your prayers. They'd go ahead and date your girl and write her 40 pages. But you don't have any enough really gratitude in your heart to write your mother when you ought to write her, see? You don't write old dad and thank him for sweating blood to send you to school and give you an opportunity. Don't write your preacher that recommended the school and thank him or some student. You don't have much in you, you see. Some people don't have enough depth to have much in them, see? They can't hold much. They have no capacity, you see? They just don't have all that's within me. Well, that's all God will ask of you. Just you can't get something out that isn't in. It has to be in to get out. So if you haven't got much, use what you have. And the well will get deeper. Strange thing about it, you'll increase your capacity. I don't know anything that increases a man's capacity more than a gratitude, a grateful heart. It does something for you to remember the kindness along the road. It enlarges you. So if you have much to start, we'll start in what you have. Oh, say thank you for passing me the biscuit. Start in. Cultivate it. It's a most wonderful flower next to the mother instinct. And in many ways, it's much more wonderful than the mother instinct. You know, mother instinct is a natural flower that God just planted there in the soul to start with. The flower of gratitude is more or less of a cultivated flower. See? You cultivate that. You know, you just love your baby whether you want to love your baby or not. You just couldn't help loving your baby. You might not have wanted a baby, but when the baby got there and little hand got on your cheek, your heart just went to love it without you ever telling your heart to love it. But you know, you have to cultivate the flower of gratitude or it'll wither. You've got to cultivate thanksgiving to God. Let your prayers, supplication, be made known with thanksgiving to God. You go to God, oh, he's been so good to me. Thank you, God, for what you've already done. I really ashamed to ask anything else of you. You've been so good to me. I want to just thank you for it, Todd. It's so wonderful for you to let Jesus die for me. So wonderful you to save me, blot out my sins. So wonderful. I just, if I want to talk to you about what you've done for me, praise you, that's where you come in prayer, you know. Did you ever have anybody hang around you that always wanted something? You've done everything you could for them. They just always come around, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. See? All they want is you to give them something. Did you ever have anybody? The most contemptible people on earth are folks like that. I told you about a relative I had one time. I'd helped her educate her children, do the best I could for her. And I used to go to see her, and I'd afraid she'd need something. She never would ask me. I'd say, you need anything? She'd say, oh, no, Bob, don't worry about us. We got all we want. And I knew it wasn't so, see? You've been so good to us and everything kind of, I just don't see how you've been so wonderful. And I don't know. No, no, no. Now, you listen. Don't tell me you don't need something. Well, I'd get some money out of my pocket and just make her take it, see? And know if I'd had a pocket full, I'd give her all she had. She didn't ask me for anything. She just kept telling me how good I'd been to her all the time and how thankful she was. And I put me under conviction that I wanted to give everything I had. That kind of thing. You see folks like that. I wonder if God Almighty doesn't get sick and tired of all come, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. I'm tired because I'm going to get something out of it. Don't care anything about you, you know, but I'm just tired. Put some over, I'll put some money in your bank. It pays good dividends and get something out of it. You know, that kind of appeal is not a Christian appeal. It's Old Testament appeal. It's appeal to Israel. It never was a Christian appeal. Listen, that's not a New Testament appeal. Not a Christian appeal at all. Christian Appeal is give him everything. Turn your old bank account over to him. Let him draw on it for whatever he wants. That's Christianity. That's surrender. That's a surrendered love. Give your business to him. Give everything. Give your talent to him. Don't just give him one-tenth of it all to him. Let him take what he wants of. That's Christianity. Back there in the Old Testament, it's a different sort of situation, different kind of condition. So we just drift along, you know, think we're Christian. I tithe, I do this, I do so and so, I do so and so, I do so. Listen just a minute. You know how to get along with God? You know God's a father, you know. You know the Bible told us that so a father know how God feels, see. You know a father understands that, called God Father. He feels for me. I'm his child. I can go around and say, sure, you are good to me. Didn't think I was going to be able to work today, God, but you're good to me, and I'm able to get around. Thank you. Sure, wonderful. Thank you for Jesus, too. Let him die for me, and thank you for saving me. Oh, how wonderful it's been. First, you know, God says to the angel, come here and bring me something to give this fellow. God Almighty said, go on, don't worry about it. I'll take good care of you. Anybody that'll be as appreciative of you, he ought to have something. Just give me, 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 give me. It's all right to ask him. Give us this day our daily bread, but don't just chew on that passage forever. Give us this day. Yes, all right, God. Thank you, God. I'll have to get it from you. I always have got bread from you, God. So I won't ask you for it. Listen, Lord, am I so forget not all his benefits. Forget not all his benefits. See? You know, some people have awful good forgetteries. They just forget everything. Ever see folks like that? Don't remember anything. I remember one time a person that I did everything in the world could possibly ever think of for that person. I never have been nicer to anybody than I've been to that person. And that person went around and told folks that I just had been unkind and mean. I never had been as good to anybody in my life. Really and truly, I just thought so much of him, just good to him, and didn't know how to be better than him. Some people don't have any sense of gratitude, see? They forget so easily, you know. You know how to forget God? Build up yourself. Magnify yourself. Exalt yourself. Be self-sufficient, they tell you. Self-sufficiency. Here I am, God. I don't need anything. You don't. Well, God, you turn off the air and stop pumping it. See whether he needs it. And Lord, don't let any more rain come now. Let's see whether he needs anything. And Lord, let his sinner get in his eye and put it out. Let's see what he don't need anything. Self-sufficient. Oh, listen. How about all of us this Thanksgiving Day, making a day not a form but a blessing? To start in and say, I'm going to remember people, that kind. I'm going to thank people for them. I'm going to thank God for my friends. And while you're thanking for your friends, thank him for your enemies. That'll take grace. See? God didn't tell you to trust your enemies. He told you to love your enemies and treat them right. Be good to them. Didn't tell you to trust them. But you had to love them, see? But, you know, I thank God for my enemies. I thank God for all the kicks I've had along the way, see? All the kicks. I'd have sat down a good deal more if I hadn't been kicked so many times. You get so sore, you can't sit there. Somebody just kick. It kept me moving, you know. You can't sit down. Sometimes you're too sore, every fella kick you along, you know. Thank the Lord for kicks because it kept you moving. See, you'd have been sitting all your life. Some of you hadn't been kicked. You had to be kicked to move. You say, God lets the devil give you a kick sometimes to shove you along. See? I wonder today if you can in your heart say, oh, thank God for everything. Thank him for sunshine. Oh, yes, who wouldn't? Shadows, all right, yeah. Oh, yes, thank God for all the flowers. Yes, who wouldn't? But what about somebody telling a lie on you? That wasn't nice, was it? It was one of the old things. If you're a Christian, a fellow dipped his tongue in the slime of slander, smeared your reputation. Pretty tough, wasn't it? But suppose he had told something on you knew about yourself, but he didn't know. Aren't you glad he didn't know it? Every time they tell something bad on me, I thank the Lord that they don't know everything about me. Anyhow, everybody you ever thought you'd ever had. Suppose everybody on earth in this world you ever thought you'd ever had, she would tell some bad things on you, wouldn't they? Well, God fixed it so they couldn't know that, you know. Thank the Lord that that didn't get out. Just you and he knew that. See? Just thank him. Just start in. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Just keep on praising God. Forget not all his benefits. Oh, it's so much I couldn't go on telling you. Go on and read that Psalm, 103rd Psalm. Read it. Amen. How many students do we have here from foreign countries? Will you stand up just a minute? Just a second. God bless you. We're glad to have you with us in America on our Thanksgiving Day. And may the Lord bless you and use you. Some of our most wonderful students. Thank you. How many Pennsylvania students do we have here? Everybody in Pennsylvania, stand up. All right. How many students from Michigan? You sit down, Michigan. By the way, Michigan's about to pull up with Pennsylvania. Somebody told me they were planning to go buy them next year. How many folks have in California? Will you stand up just a minute? Oh, look at that. You know, I have a sort of an ambition to see California lead the field. I don't know why, except it's a good distance away. I don't know why. I just sort of a little pride in it because on the Pacific Coast, I would like to see next year, by the way, I'd like to see the enrollment increase from, you know, we're getting a wonderful enrollment out in Oregon and up in Washington through that country there. We want to scatter these leaders all over the world, every part of this country. And you know, the other day we checked and found that the overwhelming majority of the folks on this campus in school came here through the influence of our own students. And I just said to myself, we don't need anybody but our own loyal crowd to get out and get them. So I'm hoping that this coming year, next year, you'll keep your eye open unless we want more of the kind because you're the kind of folks that know the kind we want. I want us, before we go now, to stand, and then I ask Dr. Jones Jr. dismiss us with a word of prayer. I want us to sing with all of our heart the first and last stanza of all, Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Now let's sing this. We've never sung it in our lives before. All right.
Father, we thank thee for the abundance of thy mercy, that thou hast not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. We thank thee for the providential care on our lives, for spiritual blessings, for all the goodness thou hast bestowed upon us. And so with hearts full of praise, we ask thy blessing upon us this day, that it may be a day indeed when our lives and our thoughts shall praise thee. Bless us as we go in all the activities of the day.
You've been listening to the Chapel Hour coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University. Our speaker was the late founder of BJU, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. His message was preached on November 24, 1955. For a cassette copy of today's message, send a check for $6 to Campus Store, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Be sure to mention the name of the speaker and today's date. The Chapel Hour has been sponsored by Bob Jones University.